Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. Mm. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning. Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
Hello, fear. I'm tired of fighting, it's been way too long.
I've been fighting all my
her know.
Goodbye, goodbye, so long.
To the little boy that they let go.
Goodbye,
bye-bye.
Goodbye, so long.
The old me, he's out the door.
Goodbye,
thank you, Jesus.
Goodbye, so long.
And if you're with
farewell, goodbye, so long. Kirk Franklin opening the show up right here. Miss J in the morning. Good morning to everyone who has tuned in today. I'm your host, Ms. J, and we have an awesome hour lined up for you. Those of you who are new to the show, welcome. Welcome to the best morning show ever. It's time to wake up. Some of y'all are like, I'm on the East Coast. I've been up. I've been up for a few hours. No, you've been walking, sleep. You sleep walking. It's time to wake up right here on Ms. J in the morning, where we OD on positivity each and every day, Monday through Friday. 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Make sure you get in where you fit in. Coming up, we got the Ms. J area code check-in. That's your opportunity to rep your city. Tell everybody in your area to call in. You can listen from your phone, dial 714-816-4743. And, of course, we are featured on iHeartRadio.com. Shout out to my boss, DJ Abnormal. And my iArtist Radio family, all the DJs out there doing such an awesome job. So make sure you log on and download the TuneIn app. Ms. J is featured on the app, y'all. You can listen on demand anytime you want to, so no matter where you are around the world, thank you so much for tuning in. Today's focus is saying goodbye to the things that are holding you captive. Goodbye to the things that are not letting you move forward. Goodbye to the people who will not allow you to move forward. And the number one thing in your situation is fear. We'll talk about how that is today. There's some news that I want to share today, if we get around to it. Had such an awesome time on this weekend with some awesome events. I'm so overwhelmed with just joy and excitement and happiness. I haven't even been able to sleep. I got finals, y'all. Yes, Ms. J is in school, and I'm doing too much. So we're going to talk about all that. Some of y'all are doing too much, too. But you know what? No matter what you're doing, no matter how you're doing it, no matter what you're fighting through, you will make it. There is no losing in your life. So here's Sam Collier. Time to get up. There's no losing. It's Ms. J in the morning. Here we go, y'all.
No losing. Right. No losing.
Y'all ready?
Gotta get done what I gotta get done, y'all.
be inspired, and you're tuned in to my girl, Miss J, in the morning. Holla.
One, two, three. Hey, let's go. Let's go. Hey, let's go. Hey, let's go. Hey.
Put up in debt, sleeping in my grave. But you said no, wouldn't have it that way. Give me a second chance, and I thank you for that. The devil tried to get me, but you had my back. Lord, you gave your life up just for me. You caused the lame to walk and the blind to see. Could have gave up any day, but you didn't go. All I got to say is,
no matter what it is that you're doing. You may just be starting out. You may have just graduated from high school just a few weeks ago, or you're about to graduate from high school in just a few weeks. You have nowhere to go. You don't know what to do. You probably just graduated from college, and now you got to jump into the fire and figure out if this degree is really worth anything. But don't worry about it. You win. You win. You win. And that's the greatness about life. That's the greatness about being created. That's the greatness about living it. No matter what you're going through, no matter what the journey is, the end result is you win. There is no losing in life. Because you were here, because you were getting up, because you got up today with a brand new 24, the answer is you win. So no matter what the day throws at you, no matter how much drama you are faced with, no matter how much people try to attack you, no matter how many disappointments that you experience in this day, you already have the answer. That's just like going to a season premiere of, like, the best TV show ever and already knowing the end of the show. It doesn't ruin it. It just makes everything in between not that dramatic. A lot of times we go through life and we feel like everything is so big and so huge and these monsters we're fighting because we're not aware of how it's going to end. We're fearful. We're afraid. We don't know if we're going to make it. And the truth of the matter is through everything that you've been through, every single thing, you've lost loved ones, some near and dear to your heart. I mean, some of us have lost parents. Some of us have even lost children. We've lost spouses. We've lost cousins. We've lost best friends. You've gone to work. You lost your job. You've been evicted. Your car has been repoed. You got a new job. Your kids got sick. You got sick. Your mama got sick. All this stuff went on. Some people's houses caught on fire. They got caught in a flood, didn't have insurance. And all the while, you made it out on the other side. You made it out. You may have some bruises, you may be limping, you may have some broken bones, but you're alive and you still have your life. You won. You beat it. You beat that situation. So what you need to do is quit replaying the bad things that happened in your life. Quit going over what happened and why it had to happen and trying to figure it out and sharing it with everybody. And just thank God that you made it out. Sometimes that's the only thing you need to thank God for. Look, I've been through hell and back, but I'm grateful that I am here. You have to tell yourself that. We have the Ms. J Challenge each and every day, and it's a simple quote, and it says, no matter what says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive every way. I'm going to repeat that for you. It says, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Most of us know that it takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit, so why not develop positivity? Positivity. We've OD'd on everything else. You've OD'd on stressing. You've OD'd on working. You OD'd on going to school and studying. You OD'd on taking care of everybody else. You OD'd on shopping. Some of us have OD'd on some substances that we need to let go of. And none of them has worked. It hasn't made you feel better. You don't look better. You haven't really lost weight. You probably lost weight but then gained it back. The people that get on your nerves are still getting on your nerves. So why not try what works? OD'ing on positive. Positivity. Changing your thoughts, your words, and your actions for the positive have been proven psychologically, spiritually, even physically to help you live a longer and healthier life. There have been numerous studies done that just waking up in the morning and saying something positive about yourself can actually change the course of your life for the better. They interviewed every single millionaire there is in the United States, and there's one common thread. They all have a positive outlook on their life. Search it for yourself. You want to know what's the key to success? The key to success is given handed to you right here, Monday through Friday, positivity. You can't go through any battle without knowing that you are a winner. If you think about the great Civil Wars, do you think they really went there like, you know, we're going to die, y'all? So I don't know what y'all going to do, but I'm just going to give up. Don't even take no swords. Don't take no guns because, yeah, it's a wrap. No! Even though they knew the consequences, they knew what could happen, they knew the possibilities, they were still positive that they knew that there is a chance that I can make it through and I'm going to go forward at 1,000%. I always tell people, there's some of my youth that are listening this morning getting ready to go to school. Some of them are already out of school, so good morning to my youth that are listening today. And I tell them all the time when I'm working with them, give 1,000%. Studies have shown that even in marketing and in business, most of the time when you're after something, you probably will get an average of 10% out of it. Now, I don't like to believe that, but that's what the studies show, because I like to believe whatever I expect, I'm going to get it. That's just my crazy way of thinking. But, for instance, if you have an event and you invite 100 people, expect 10 people to show up. If you invite 1,000 people, expect 100 people to show up. That's just how they say it. But if you want to take that concept in life and in the things that you're doing, I would like to give 1,000%. So if I get 10% of 1,000 back, that's 100. It's simple math, y'all. Just change the zeros. So give it 1,000%. So at worst-case scenario, if you only get 10% of what you're putting out, you at least get 100%, right? OD on positivity each and every day. A lot of times you need to meditate. You need to take a second and just say, you know what? I've been doing it the wrong way. I've been looking at it the wrong way. I've been focusing on the negativity in my life. So now I'm going to take a day to just be positive. It's not going to be easy. Sometimes I have to do it 21 times in 21 days, and it's 21 consecutive days. You cannot take a break. Why are Mondays the worst day of the week? People can't stand Mondays because you had a break. Actually, in other countries outside of the United States, people work 7 days a week, and they're actually healthier. Yes, uh-huh, I hear people cringing like, uh-uh, I cannot work on my weekends. They actually are healthier. They get better sleep. They're more peaceful because they don't have the stress of you taking a break and having to start all over again on Monday gets you to a place you don't want to be. It has actually been proven that Mondays, there are higher car accidents in the United States, higher crime in the United States, higher accidents at work in the United States, all just because it's Monday, because you broke the routine. So don't break the routine of positivity. Make sure you're consistent for at least 21 days. Then it's a habit. Then it's not going to be an issue for you being positive. So I'm going to pray for y'all, and y'all pray for me. Let's get back into some music. Here's Candy featuring Marvin Sapp. I stay prayed up. It also helps. We'll be right back. It's Miss J in the morning.
Why me, Lord? That's what I kept on saying not too long ago. It seems like I was living in the darkest hole. My sadness and my anger started to take control. I had a lot of stuff weighing on me, y'all. I shed a lot of tears that you didn't see, no. But I couldn't let grief consume me, 'cause I got a little girl depending on me. It can't rain forever, the sun's gotta shine again. I remember that old saying, so I kept praying, and you should do the same, my friend. I stay prayed up.
I can to keep a happy home.
Happy home.
It's hard to do it now. My better half is gone. Got a lot of eyes looking at me, judging every move that I'm making. I'm just trying to do the best that I can.
Oh, yeah.
But it's hard because I'm just an ordinary man.
Keep on praying,
and you should do the same, my friend.
I say,
wait up,
now that gets me by.
That's how I made it through my darkest time.
My darkest
No matter. victory.
Jay Moss right here on this day of the morning. Good day. I am going to have a good day. I'm already having a great day. A brand new 24. What are you going to do with it? Right before that, Candy featuring Marvin Sapp. Stay prayed up. That's the only way I get by, y'all. Sometimes all you got to do, sometimes you can't tell nobody nothing. They get just as depressed as you do. You're like, I'm looking for some encouragement. I'm looking for some motivation and some help, and you're crying harder than I am. Now, I got to suck up my tears and help you with your situation. Sometimes God is the only one that you can talk to. But that gets you by. God's favor is just so awesome, and I would not be here. I would not be able to do what I do if it wasn't for him. If it wasn't for you guys as well, I'm thankful for each and every one of you. Each and every one of you are a blessing. Yes, you are. Not just to me, but to my company, to the show, and to everybody else who is listening. Because of your continued support, I'm able to stay on air and do what I do. And because I'm able to stay on air and do what I do, and y'all doing what you do, we are now featured on iArtistRadio.com. Yes! Eastern Standard Time, I'm telling you, it's off the chain. Make sure you log on iArtistRadio.com. Download the TuneIn app. You can listen on demand. Shout out to DJ Abnormal, the other DJs, all my family out there on the East Coast. I love all of you guys. Those of you who are listening internationally, I'm thankful for you, too. We have gone worldwide quicker than I could ever imagine, and it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you. This is just not my show. This is our show. So continue to support the show. Continue to call in. Continue to listen online. Go ahead, download the app, log on to the website, and listen on demand. Do whatever you got to do, but make sure you do it well. ODing on positivity with me right here each and every day on Ms. J in the morning. We're going to take a quick commercial break, y'all. Don't go nowhere. We got the Ms. J area code check-in coming up, so we're going to get through that. I got some news I do want to share, but there are some people that sent me some questions that I got to answer, so we're going to get right into it. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back after this.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dove Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Manage, making it happen.
Hi, this is Markeela Walker telling you to stay tuned to Ms. J, Ms. J, Ms. J in the morning.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus, OD, overdose on positivity.
Variety show,
inspirational music, uplifting topics, resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Ms-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, videocast, and special giveaway.
The website,
www.MsJProductions.com.
Make sure you keep it locked on the website. Updates are posted frequently, so don't miss out on a thing. If you miss something on the show, you called in too late, or you slept in and you forgot about it. You know all excuses people give. You can log on to MsJProductions.com, MizJProductions.com. Make sure you log on. All the information you need is right there on the website. Links to all of my social networks, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all that great stuff, email, phone number, how to get in contact with me, and a little bit more about who I am and what I do and why I do what I do. But that does not matter. What matters is that we're doing it together. so excited about all of you guys who have called in. So now it's time for the Miss J area code check-in. I'm trying to go through this quick, and you know what? I'm excited. The new area codes are popping up. I'm getting a bit confused on which way to go. We had a recent contest with people sending in music and, like, soundtracks for the Miss J area code check-in. So now I'm torn because you guys are so awesome that there's a few of them that I like. So now I have to have another contest to try it out. And those of you who are listening, y'all got to tell me which one you like best. So we got all that coming up, but not today. It's going to take some time because I got to practice. Y'all, you know, I want to sound something like a like a DJ. Did that work? Did I sound a little bit more urban? A little bit more hip? I don't think so. Let's get right into it. It's the Miss J area code check-in. All of you who have called in, I got you logged in. Those of you who are calling around the world, if you're listening on your computer right now, you got to hurry up and get in where you fit in. That means you got to call on your phone. The number is 714-816-4743. Hurry it up. Somebody just called in. See? 714-816-4743. All right. I got you in. Now it's time for the Miss J area code check-in. Here we go. 408-901-323-818-770-727-334-404-678-864-513-510-702-760-662-662-917-310. Hey, 238-773. Got you, too. See? I did it. I'm bomb. Whoop, whoop. Miss J. Eric, check in. Shout out to all of you who are listening on your computer. Macs and PCs, I love you, boo. No matter how you're listening on your tablet, no matter how you tuned in, I'm grateful for you. I know y'all be talking about me and laughing at me. It's okay. Everybody going to have something to say. They got something to say about me. They going to have something to say about you. So let's play some Lauryn Hill. They got so much things to say.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Georgia, and whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the morning.
Some days it seems like it'd be easier to just let go.
Come on, Monica. You ask, will this go away? No, in this tough season. Because
when the rain falls,
when the rain falls, so listen.
You just hold on.
I'm speaking from experience. I was there. About over. But here's the good news. Listen.
All of your dreams.
Your dreams.
All of your desires.
Yes, they are. Yes,
are
they
coming
are.
To pass.
Whoa, whoa.
No matter how successful you are, somebody is going to find something negative to say about you. So if your goal is to try to prove somebody wrong, try to change somebody's perspective about you, you're going to be caught in a rat race or on a hamster wheel or go in circles or go around and around and around and keep trying and keep trying, and you will never satisfy people. The only one you should be trying to satisfy is the God you serve and yourself. That's it. Your family, take care of them. Make sure you're living the life that you were supposed to live in a positive way, not hurting anybody else. You can't change anybody else's perspective about you, no matter how much you do. You can't make somebody love you. You can't make somebody think positive about you. So get that out of your head. It's going to be hard. There are going to be challenges. It is a process. There are no easy steps to anything in life, no matter if it's losing weight, starting a business, getting off of drugs. I mean, some people have gone through some things in life that it takes some time. Quit looking for a quick fix. Quit trying to hurry up and put a Band-Aid on it to fix it, or hurry up and rip the Band-Aid off and think immediately it's going to be healed. It takes some time. Sometimes you got to air some things out. You got to go through a process. You have to be tried and tested. It's not horrible. It's strength conditioning. The saying is so true, what don't kill you will make you stronger. You are stronger than you were before. You are stronger than you were before that accident. You are stronger than you were before you lost that loved one. You are stronger, you are wiser, and you are still here, so you still have a purpose. Just Hold On. I love that song. Keeps me going and keeps me motivated. I'm grateful for all of you who are calling in, who are tuning in. We're at the end of the show, but I still got some more music before we go. And another word, another answer to another question. Y'all think I'd be randomly talking about stuff. But some people out there that are listening that need to hear a word and requested me to talk about some things. So I want to make sure I get the message to them without all y'all knowing their business. So y'all can put it out on Facebook and Twitter. You know how we do, always talking about somebody. It's okay, we OD on positivity each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Midday in the Morning. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going through, the same God that delivered you back then is the same God that can deliver you now. Here's Ty Tribbett, same God, right here on Midday in the Morning.
What it do? This is Matt, repping Harlem, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
If he did it before, he could do it again. Yes, the same God that helped you way back then, the same God that was in the happy times, is the same God that are in these challenging times. The same God that helped you through the challenging times is the same God that can keep you and hold you even through the happier times. Every season that you're going through in life, you need it. You need it to grow. Your failure is fertilizer that will help you grow. Your failure is the fertilizer that's helping you grow. You will not lose. The only option you have is winning in life. Don't worry about the situation. Don't worry about the journey. You are not in control. Haven't you figured that out? If you was in control, everything would happen the way you want it to happen, and it doesn't. So the best thing to do is to de-stress. Sometimes you need to take a moment, take a breather. Sometimes you got to hide in the bathroom. Sometimes you got to act like you got to go to the bathroom and you really don't, and just go hide and go breathe, go get a refresher, and then just go right back out there. Do it. Fight. You win. So at the end of the show, I'm going to leave you with some most fam call. You're featured with my girl, Ashley Washington. What's up, Ash, out there in the ATL? Sam Collier, win. I just want to see you win, and we're going to do it each and every day right here, Miss J in the morning. I love you guys. I look forward to hearing from you in the morning. Mwah.
Yeah. 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 No. Loser, no, no, yeah.
I just wanna see you win.
You know what this is, man? This goes out to all the winners out there. Let's do it.
I just wanna see you win.
Oh, believe it. I really wanna see
you. I just wanna see you win.
No kidding, no.
I know. I just wanna see you win.
From my heart to yours.
Season like we are it.
Yeah, so we moving.
A lifestyle revolution, I'm moving.
We winning hands down, who losing?
Who losing?
I just wanna see you win.
Oh, believe it. I really wanna see
you. I just wanna see you win.
No kidding, no.
I know. I just wanna see you win.
From my heart to yours.
Gotta be the ones to pioneer.
Yeah,
so come get with this, yeah.
Party.
Cause we gon' party till the roof comes off, yeah. We gon' win, we gon' paint a cone.